Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week we'll be answering the question, how do you restore your relationship with God? And also it can be, how do you restore your relationship with people? Our core scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 5 verse 19, and it says, in other words, God was using Christ to restore his relationship with humanity. He didn't hold people's faults against them, and he has given us this message of restored relationships to tell others. Have you ever been in a relationship where something went wrong and you waited a lifetime to mend the relationship? And this broken relationship can often put a strain on us. And it's the same thing with God and humanity. And think about it. Since the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, God has been actively working to restore the relationship he had with humans. And he's actively working today to continue that process. And we'll be exploring what that means in this week's podcast. So the first question I want to ask is that, what has God done to restore the relationship with humanity? There are three things. One, he has sent Jesus so that you and I can have his approval. Jesus has also paid the penalties for our sins. And he waited to deal with my past sins, according to Romans 3, verse 24 and 25. Meaning that God has made the first move to restore the relationship. He has also put measures in place in order to correct and resolve the conflict that caused the strained relationship in the first place. So what can we learn from this is that he made the first move. He made efforts to put measures in place so that whatever the issue was corrected. And he also waited patiently to deal with the conflict, and then he resolved it. And that happened through the death and resurrection of Jesus. 1 John 4 verse 10 says, this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the payment for our sins. So how would you know if this is actually real, that the actual relationship is actually restored? And there's two things. You must first pay attention to what Jesus did, according to John 14, verse 11. Also, the Holy Spirit will reveal himself to you, according to 1 Timothy 3, verse 16. Jesus put it this way, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? What I'm telling you doesn't come from me. The Father who lives in me does what he wants. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe me because of the things I do. John 14 verse 10 and 11. What Jesus is actually saying is that if you want to know if the relationship is actually restored, pay attention to what the person is actually doing. If the issue is still there, and there's still some form of skepticism between both of you, I mean, their conflict hasn't been resolved. And as the scripture we read earlier, God didn't hold people's faults against them. And that's the main thing in terms of restoring relationship, not holding people's faults against them. And that will help us to understand what it is that we need to do going forward. And the real thing is that when you pay attention to the actions of the person, you can get a clear indication of whether or not the issue is actually resolved. Which leads now to the next question. Where should you go to restore your relationship with God? And the only place that you should go is the throne of mercy, according to Romans 3 verse 25. It is at the throne of mercy where you gain God's approval. It is also the place where you have to believe in Jesus' blood to get his approval. The next thing is that at the throne of mercy, you receive God's kindness, according to Hebrews 4 verse 16. And also it will help you at the right time. And the writer of Hebrews describes it as this. So we can go confidently to the throne of God's kindness to receive mercy and find kindness, which will help us at the right time. So one of the key components to restoring any relationship is mercy and kindness. You have to be merciful to the other person, to whomever it is. You have to be kind to them in order for the relationship to actually be restored. And that's the key. So when your actions, which should be merciful and kind, is coming from the right place, then know that's a solid foundation where you can build your relationship going forward with God and also with people. The last question is that what will happen when you believe in Jesus? All your sins will be forgiven, according to Psalms 32 verse 1. And the next thing is that you will not be accused of your sin and deceit anymore. Meaning that once you believe in Jesus, he forgets what you have done. He moves on past whatever failures that you have. And the relationship starts like nothing never happened. And that's the key. When you're restoring relationship, you cannot hold people's faults against them anymore. If you truly want to move on, you have to extend mercy. You have to forgive. And then you cannot accuse them of their faults or failures anymore. Isaiah describes it as this. I alone, the one who is going to wipe away your rebellious actions for my own sake, I will not remember your sins anymore. Isaiah 43 verse 25. And this is God speaking through the prophet. So here are some things to think about. The throne of mercy is the key to receiving God's approval. You have to believe in the blood of Jesus Christ by faith to receive God's mercy. Also, you must pay attention to what Jesus did in order to build your faith of that restored relationship with God. Something to think about, are you holding the faults of those who hurt you against them? Are you kind to them? Are you still accusing them? And are you ready to restore your relationship with them? And what will you do now that you know how to restore the relationship? Something to think about, and until next time, God bless you. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.